I'd like to thank for the organizers to invite me to give a talk in this wonderful conference. So each time enjoying it. Okay, so the original motivation comes from some symplectic topology, but I want to skip this motivation. I directly want to state the goal of this talk is the following. Let's consider X is the projective algebraic, or it could be a symplectic manifold with some kind of generic almost a complex structure, so that the combinatorial types, so these conditions needed, so we need the combinatorial number of combinatorial types of singularities in a given class theta is finite. So that's the only reason why we restrict these two classes. And then I'm considering a map from compact Riemann surface to X. So this fundamental class is theta. Okay, so what do I mean by these singularities? So, a Q is a critical point if, and we all know what it is, Q equals zero. And if you assume simple, obvious lemma, suppose F is
sigma is smooth
right now. So F holomorphic, let's say non-constant, and Q critical. And then by looking at this derivative, and there is well defined, there is some coordinate in this project. Let's now forget about this symplectic case. Let's restrict to this projective case. And then by choosing local coordinate, you will see that Fg is going to be just the Fq plus some vector, tangent vector, and then g to the k plus higher order. And where this k and this projective line in the tangent space, TFQX, is well defined. So K and, so I recall the K, the order of, criticality, or order of vanishing. And this is the tangent line. Line at FQ. Okay. Now, let's call D, this is the finite number of integers, so BI are integers. Okay. And I call, so this is basically what I'm doing is I'm going to prescribe the number of critical points of F is S minus. Okay? And then this BI is the order of criticalities at I's marked point. Yeah? So this is the order of vanishing. So I'll write this order of ice marked points, F, prescribed. And assuming, okay, now I define the modular space M of X in class theta, and B is going to be sigma together with this marker point QS minus. And in the obvious sense, so this fundamental class is beta, and order of the vanishing of F is Ci, and F immersed away from prescribed point. On sigma minus QS minus. Okay. Okay, so the problem is to compactify this. So that's the goal. And in what sense? Of course, we won't have the requirement or want the compactification, whatever that is, to have the following properties. First, each irreducible component is non-constant. Non-constant, and of course immersed away from this prescribed point. So I will explain what I mean by this more precisely later. Prescribed point. And second, no. So I'll explain that later. Yeah, it is going to be immersed in the ordinary node, but it doesn't have to be. So I'll explain. It depends what kind of node it is. Of course, this compactification is, by that thing, it should be compact, but we want also this Hausdorff. And third, well, in the differential geometric terms, it will have this Voronoi structure. Or in the more algebraic terms, which I'm kind of afraid to state, but this compactification is going to be proper separated Dilim Mumford stack video. Yeah, that's what our goal. Okay, so what's the problem in compactifying this? So let's study failure of convergence in general. And we all know this failure of this convergence because of this bubbling, so I'm not going to talk much about this bubbling. But anyhow, so now, for the simplicity, let's assume now we assume this number of marked points are empty. So we are going to be interested in immersed curves. Let's say this B is empty. So we are going to be consider the immersed case. Even in the immersed case, the same problem will arise. And after pseudo number of additional marked point, and we just take this stable limit. So assume, we may, for the simplistic, just to explain what happened if the convergence fails. So derivative, let's say you're given a sequence. Yeah? Suppose Fi is a sequence of immersed curves. And assume the derivative is upper bound, uniform upper bound. And then we can, and then there is some limit. Fi converges to F infinity, and F infinity is smooth. But F infinity does not have to lie in this space, right? Because this limit may have a critical point. So I consider this as failure of convergence because the limit does not lie in this space. We know this. So obviously, for example, this T goes to epsilon G, G square is such an example. So this is a map from C to C2. Okay. So as epsilon goes to 0, the limit goes to 0 G square. But this is already immersed. It was, but this is not. So we need to take care of such problems. So in general, there is a sequence of points in sigma, where sigma itself actually may vary. Complex, I do not fix the complex structure on sigma, but anyhow. So there is the sequence of points such that dFiYi, this goes to 0. And here you should take the norm with respect to, you know, the natural metric induced from the domain and the target. So, okay. So, I mean, the rough idea is we are going to somehow rescale this map. Okay. So, let's choose, but this is kind of, you know, there is a point, but the neighborhood of yi, this norm of the derivative in a small neighborhood of yi may not go to zero. So it's kind of very, you know, it depends on the what kind of sequence you're going to have. Okay. So let's choose, but at least we can choose some positive delta I so that the supremum of y in this small ball, yi, of d or fi of y, go to 0. Let's fix any such small positive numbers. And then this case, so let's draw the picture. So here is, let's say, here is small neighborhood. Okay. And this one maps into, let's say, some here neighborhood, and then goes, somehow it may create some critical point in this. So what I want to do, somehow this blow up or rescale this small neighborhood so that this derivative is become bigger. So the picture is going to, I'm going to rescale this domain also. This is big. And then you have to make, add, here is a big, this component, like this. Okay. So this is basically, you're going to add some Pn. Okay. So, productivization of a tangent space of x. Yeah? And then this, after you rescale, this curve may, sorry, go through here, yeah, something like this. And we want, I mean, obviously we make this one very big, so derivative may now become quite big. So it has much better chance that this derivative maybe is stay bounded away from zero. Yeah. But now you have to be careful in rescaling. So because you have to choose these parameters appropriately so that you have a limit. Okay? And you may want to have certain restrictions. So let's analyze what happened. Let's say you split this. So this is a genuine curve. Okay? So I choose this delta I saw going to the radius of this small neighborhood going to zero. So it's the limit. If this rescaling produced a limit, okay, so what I mean by this rescaling, I'm going to rescale this one in this way. So ri, let's say yi, and z, by choosing r, you multiply big ri, and then yi plus z of small ri. Yeah, I'm going to choose this ri, so that this delta I ri going to infinity. But delta I going to zero. And then, yeah, ri. Yeah, ri. Yeah, let's not mention more than that right now. Okay. So ri also going to zero. So by suitable choice of this ri and this small ri, this will have a limit by using the standard diagonal sequence argument. So let's denote this f0 infinity is the outside, the genuine curve. So this is outside curve on the genuine curve. And then this f1 infinity, so this has the is going to be a map from c2 cn, or you can also consider this as p1 infinity into Pn into h. Yeah? So h is a hyperplane at infinity. So if you consider Pn as p of 1 plus tangent space of whatever x of x, and then there is a natural this hyperplane at infinity that is p0 plus tfs. So according by the construction, this infinity goes to here. Okay. Now, this one is a genuine curve. So you can see in the limit, if that's a critical point here, we know the order of vanishing. Yeah? So we have natural order of this x, infinity of f0 infinity. This is, let's say, what is D. Yeah, D. Okay. So let me write this as D. And it also has tangent line, natural tangent line. So DF, 0 infinity, x infinity. So that's determined. Yeah. This is. No. I'm looking at this, the limit of outside one. You just shrink this. Okay. This f0 infinity is a genuine curve.
But it's not the same as
it is the same. It is the same. Okay, now, on the other hand, this inside curve, right? So we are going to look at this one and see the horizon and see where this inside curve also has natural order of contact at this hyperplane. I'll denote this order of contact of H with this, yeah, order of contact F, yeah, whatever the point is, P of F1 infinity. So that's given. So let me denote this as B. And the point at infinity here, P, is some point in the hyperplane at infinity. And actually, these both lies in the same space. Okay? So a priori, these two match, these B and D may be the same or maybe different. It depends what kind of rescaling you do. Okay. So in general, this B does not have to be the same. Even if they are the same, this tangent line and this contact line may be different, the contact point. So in general, or this df0 infinity at, yeah, p, this may be different. Oh, yeah, or at some point, yeah. Okay, but in that case, you have to redo this rescaling, okay? Doing that process in this naive way does not give you anywhere. So let's try to first study this F1 infinity separately. Let's consider. So this problem, this naive analysis leads to the following problems of stable maps in Pn relative to, oh, by the way, these map F1 infinity is determined, you should consider this is up to the automorphism of Cn. So I mean by automorphism of Cn, the automorphism of Cn is just translation and homothetic. So I'm going to consider the stable map in Pn relative to hyperplane infinity modulo this automorphism of Pn fixing the hyperplane at infinity. So, but this is essentially the same as automorphism of Cn, and that's the linear transformation. So this v goes to in general lambda v plus a. Yeah, lambda is c star and a is Cn. Okay. Now it's not automorphism. It's fixing the infinity, so it's not. The general automorphism is not this one, but anyhow, let me write. So that kind of compact, you should consider this compactification. We are interested in compactifying this map, the stable map modulo hyperplane at infinity, no, hyperplane at infinity modulo this automorphism of P and H. So that's the essential part. Because this, if you go back to the original problem, when you meet this vanishing of a derivative, you have to blow up. So eventually, you have to analyze this problem repeatedly. So compactification of this one is the essential part of the compactification of original problem. So from now on, I'm going to concentrate on this problem. Okay, so now let's denote D is an element of H2 of Pn. We know that this is isomorphic to Z. And fix all of the partitions, mu of D. So I'm going to denote this as mu 1 and mu S cross. Okay. And I'm also going to prescribe the number of critical points. So let me write this. Yeah, this is going to be the points, contact point, I mean contact orders, and this is going to be vanishing critical orders. Yeah. So let me, to make sure, from now on, I'm going to, assume sigma is rational. Okay. Just P1, the genus zeros. Because that's the case we completely understood. But for higher genus case, there is some something we still have to understand. So let's restrict to the rational case. Okay. So now you define the modular space of prescribed contact type and singularity critical point type. Yeah. So let me denote Pn H of mu of V is the space of F and sigma and P and Q and F Pn, and P is the P1 of Ps plus, and Q is Q1, Qs minus. They are all subset inside sigma. And the Pi, the FPi in H of, let me, the order or of contact of H and Pi of F is mu I. Let's say, and then the critical point, order of Q, the critical order of F, at QI is BI, BJ. Okay. So that's the space of map. Now I'm going to quotient this by automorphisms. Then this one, Pn H of mu B is M tilde mod. Maybe this domain, only if you don't have enough marked points, itself has automorphisms. So let me, in general, so let me put this Pn H. Okay. So I want to compactify this space. So we want to compactify this. Well, just to give you some kind of idea what's going on, so let me look at simple examples. Very simple examples. Let's consider the map F epsilon from C to C, but maybe I want to consider this as P1, okay. Defined by something like this, 1/2 z square plus epsilon over 3 z cube. Okay. I want to consider this is going to be 3 marked points. And 2 of the marked points correspond to the critical point of this. The one of the marked points is just the extra marked point, just to give enough marked points. I want to consider this as MP1 infinity. Obviously, this critical contact order is 3, and the critical order is going 2 to 1. So as you see, this has 2 critical points. So I want to include those 2 critical points as 2 of the marked points, and this I want to put extra marked point 1. And I claim that this, in our definition of convergence, this F epsilon will converge to the following maps. The first one is, actually I should consider this may be a genuine curve, G square, and with one marked point at arbitrary one. And then, in the deeper level, maybe in the upper level, this is going to be the equivalence class of 1/2 z square plus 1/3 of z cube. Okay. So the limit is going to be kind of two-story curve, two-layer curve. So that kind of thing is going to happen. Okay, but so now let's go back to this compacted sign. So how do we do? So suppose here F I a given sequence. So you're interested in convergence up to the automorphisms. So if you choose good choice of sequence, good sequence of automorphisms, the convergence behavior may improve. So let's try to choose, pick a sequence of Zi from automorphisms. Okay, and consider the new sequence Gi Fi. Let's say this Fi prime. They lie in the same orbit in this quotient, so they should be considered the same element. Okay, but if there are two cases. There are two cases considered. Case one, maybe this new sequence, somehow the limit, if there is any critical points, those critical points may be contained in some compact set in CA. That's the first case. This is the case where the D, if DFI, Yi go to zero, and then distance measured by Fubini-Studi-metric in Pn, so Yi, the hyperplane, may be away, positive away from zero. That's the first case. The other case is maybe the other way. So there may be some, whatever you do, so whatever sequence of automorphism you do, there may be still some critical point is case to infinity. So in other way. Okay. I mean, this is after I ignore this bubbling phenomenon, the standard phenomenon. So forget about all bubbling. So if there occur some bubbles, well, then you already should use the convergence of stable map, or now you apply this convergence of relative stable map. After you apply those, you may assume all the derivative is bounded. Okay. Even after that, you still have to worry about these two cases. So case one corresponds to the blow up at a point, at the limit point, well, roughly, or near the limit point, whatever, point of FIYI time. And case two, you have to blow up along the hyperplane, similar to this relative stable map case, but because of different reasons. It's not because some components sink into the hyperplane, but just the critical point is case to the infinite, blow up along the hyperplane. So you have to carry out these two processes repeatedly. So you don't know which one comes first. And, okay. So you have to organize all this. Let's say you have to organize, or you have to record the degeneration speed, okay, degeneration rate. Okay. So now, but you don't know whether this process may stop in finite state. So you should have some kind of quantity which somehow decreases monotonically after you carry out this process. Somehow something is decreasing, so eventually you want to prove this stops. So for that purpose, there are two easy lemma you can prove. Suppose f is some smooth one. Let's say you may consider this some kind of irreducible component of final object. So let's say this is smooth, mu b. And then we have the following inequality. Okay. The degree of mu. The degree of mu is the degree of map. So this is d. Yeah. This is always greater than the order of criticality of critical point. So bi is the order of criticality, except when I call this map f is cylindrical. So what do I mean by cylindrical? Cylindrical means f z has the form the vector v times g to the minus a to the k. Okay? So k is something. So that's the definition of cylindrical. Only this case, I mean, another thing is this one cannot be smaller than this, but they could be equal only when this is not a cylindrical. That's one. So this will take care of somehow the blow up at a point. And lemma two. Now consider the map. F is a map from, let's say, sigma to this time, the projectivization of normal bundle of hyperplane. Okay. So this now may have theories. So this map is going to be somehow intersect. Yeah. Intersect at positive. So this, by the way, this has two infinities. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. It has two infinities, h infinity and h zero. Okay. So this you may consider h zero. So the curve may like this. This may also have some critical point and the critical value somewhere here. Okay, so then we have, okay, actually this is not, well, you have to do some, if this is not the case, you have to do some manipulation, but anyhow, roughly what you will have, the degree of this contact order at infinity is greater than degree of contact order minus, or n degree of mu plus is greater than order of any critical point. Yeah. The context is here. Pardon me? Yeah. Yeah, this is h infinity, and this is h. Oh, this is h infinity, so this is, then this is zero section. This is the correct zero section. And this is the hyperplane at infinity. What the other way around? No, I think this is right. No? Okay. The other way around? Okay, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I want to change then. I mean, this is okay, but okay. So now, I describe the graph which will parameterize the strata of the contacted patients. So let me write layered, decorated. I call jet graph. What is this? So T is, there is, first T is a graph. I mean, in this case, free. I call, it may, I mean, by the way, I didn't mention, sigma does not have to be connected. Okay, sigma may be disconnected. So I would say T is a forest. So it's the finite union of trees, distant union of forest, allowing a finite number of, it doesn't have to be stable trees, but number of unstable edges or unstable vertices. So meaning, so here is the, it's a rooted, actually. It's a rooted tree. Well, it is actually, well, it doesn't, yeah. So let me draw the picture, okay? So here is, may have this. Something like this, there may be some. Okay, so, and then rho is the, a function from the vertices into integers. So I call this a level function. Okay. There is some restriction on level function, but let me not. There are two kinds of exterior edges, on the top and bottom. So let me denote this ET is the set of edges. Let me write EX here. Plus T is the edges attached to the top of the set of edges. Maybe drawing the graph is maybe, yeah. What I want to do is you look at this, let's say, component. So, maybe. So I'm going to draw several layers of the curve, something like this. Hopefully something like this. So what I'm doing here is, this number of these edges are basically the, I want to write this mu, the number, length of these partitions. And then there is the lower part, EXT of minus T. So that's the number of these exterior edges in the bottom. So this is basically the length of B. So the number of critical points is the number of, I mean, all those exterior, lower exterior edges corresponds to the critical points. Okay, well, yeah. Okay, now I'm going to put some decoration. So I already used B here. B is the function from this set to G plus, and mu is the maybe I use, yeah. This
was original.
What? Original, yeah. I just want to restate for the version of graph. So I call this frontier decoration for this graph. Maybe this is something else. Yeah. And then D is some decoration put on each edge. Okay. This will correspond to the winding numbers along this. And furthermore, law gives, there are two kinds of nodes, or two kinds of edges. So we call edges. Yeah, there are two kinds of edges. We call an edge transient if the levels are different. So let's say edge E, the initial point is strictly low is the depth function, so it's not going to increase. If you go deeper, this level is increasing. Okay, so low E1. And we call the edge concurrent if the levels are the same. So this concurrent edge corresponds to the ordinary node in a stable map. Okay? So they just form a node in the same space. But this transient edge corresponds to the node you get when you blow up very scale. Okay. So let me skip this. Now I want to give you the definition of the object we are going to use in the compactification. So let me denote all this graph, decorated graph as com, let's say mu of B. So later you will see there are two kinds of vertices.
This level corresponds
to the stage in top of the
transient
one.
So
can that be
conditioned that for
what you
transient edge, the difference
should
be exactly one?
For the transient one? No. What do you mean? Oh, yeah. This one, the edge, this, of course, the difference is one. Yeah. And roughly that's what it is. Actually it is the one and later, so that's what, let's say, this plus one. Exactly one. There are some unstable edges, so. Okay, so now here is, we call that stable map. Well, the definition is wrong, so let me just describe what kind of object this is. The domain is going to be, so for each sum, this decorated graph, you can associate some Riemann surface. We call this layered Riemann surface, sigma of rho. Rho is the same level function. And then with that, this is some additional structure, but which is, let me write mu bd. Okay. And this is the kind of the union of the rational union of spheres which is glued according to this tree. Tree provides the gluing pattern. So that's what we call. How about the target? The target is essentially the blowing up graph. But there are two kinds of blowing up. So let me, the target. Let's say here is some tree. This is connected tree. Actually, this is connected. Tree is rooted. There is only one. So this is a rooted tree. Connected tree. But this may have, which may have unstable vertices. Unstable vertices. And once you are given this twist, you can form some singular space, P, and I denote P. So this is kind of repeated blow-up of Pn. And this blow-up involves both blow-up at the point and blow-up at the hyperplane. So each irreducible component provides the vertices of T. Okay, each irreducible component provides a vertices, a vertex of T. As you can see, this vertex has two types. One is the Pn type, and the other is P root type. Yeah? This vertex Well, this is a singular space, so you know, if you want to provide some kind of structures, you need to know how to resolve the singularity. So just like Dillermann for the space, to give you some kind of topology, you have to know how to resolve the singularities. And it turns out the way how to resolving the of the singular space can be resolved by studying so-called little amber apparat. So, you know, the picture is, so the basically if you're given space, you may have to blow up, but sometimes you have to blow up inside the blow up. But to, this is not, so you have to somehow to parameterize those blow up. Right? So sometimes this may involve smaller balls and so on. Yeah, that's what. Okay, so now let's give the definition of just stable maps. Okay, so this is going to be a triple. This F sigma, okay, this is a layered Riemann surface I said, and then you're going to have this target space, okay, and this blowing across is T, and this should be considered as, I mean, it should carry some kind of surjective functor, considering a tree itself as a category. That's the best way to refer functor. So I denote this functor from T to T. So what I mean by this, if you unlabel this, it just has a map between the vertices and between the edges, and they sort of satisfy this obvious incidence relation. That's what I mean by this functor. Okay. And then, to each vertex of this target graph, you're going to have, we assign a holomorphic map, FV, sigma V. As I said, sigma V does not have to be connected. This may be disconnected. So this is an object, either Pn H of mu B of VV, if this vertex is Pn type, and if vertex is the other root P1 plus NH type, then you are going to have, yeah, and Yeah.
And then the other one is the
sister. Yeah. Modulo everything is modulo automorphism of target. Whatever. Okay. Now, here is the something one should watch. So at the transient edges, we require this matching conditions. So that is the B of E0. Okay, B order stands for the vanishing of order of criticality. So this is should be considered. You should look at this map from the upper world, and this one should match the order of contact from the lower world. And furthermore, the tangent line, the upper map, EF, E0, let's say upper E0, should coincide with the map from the lower, the contact point of lower map. Okay, so that's the ordinary matching condition. Now here, at the concurrent edges, we don't want this. This concurrent edge means at the concurrent node, we don't want this to be critical. So here, we should have the order of this. It should be immersed. All right, that's what I mean. BE should be 1. So in other words, the nodes must be immersed. Both maps at the node, this is ordinary node, must be immersed. Okay. So, no. It's just ordinary node. So this connects two maps in the same world. So this is the crucial difference from the usual stable map compactification. If you look at the element in the stable map compactification, at the node, you don't have any restriction at all. Okay. It turns out, if you impose any of these matching conditions, there is no, this matching condition is completely rigid. So in other words, if you give the condition outside, there is no way to put more in the node. So this, in that sense, our compactification is kind of the largest compactification. So, I'm almost done. So let me state the theorem. The theorem is, one can prove this compactification exists. So maybe I'll just state there are only finitely many stratas so that this process stops. Strata, and the number of strata depends only on the degree of mu. So the number of depends only on the degree of mu. Yeah, I'm looking at the genus zero case. And then actually one can provide a topology on this space. I will denote Jm of whatever is Pm. So that it satisfies all the required properties. I mean, we proved this in the CMP category, but we expect this. Actually, it's not clear. So, anyhow, this we proved this one in the CMP category so far. So, I stop.